This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome back to our series, People of Quran, where every night I share with you a story about how one of our pious predecessors interacted with the Quran. So this personally is my favorite story that we're going to go through. We're now into the fourth juz, and it's about Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, again, we tend to think that these people, you know, were perfect. They had no issues in life, no arguments and things of that sort. But they were very human, and, you know, they went through some of the things that we go through in life. So Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one day, you know, got into a really, really nasty argument with his wife. And, you know, they argued, and apparently, you know, there was some baggage, and they'd had issues on and off. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, you know, got into such a severe argument with his wife that he actually left out of the house, and, you know, he had kind of decided that he was going to divorce her. So he's walking, and he's thinking to himself, you know, what should I do? What does Allah want from me? What is the closest to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And as he's walking on the streets of Medina, he hears someone reciting the 19th verse of Surah An-Nisa, the second part, which says, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. And live with them in kindness. Dwell with your spouses in kindness. And if you dislike them, if you find something in them that you really dislike, if something really, really annoys you about them, right? This isn't talking about the deen now. This is talking about, and I know everyone is thinking about all the annoying habits of their spouses. Something really, really bothers you about your spouse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, perhaps you dislike a thing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts within it much good. So, you know, look for things that you like about your spouse, try to focus on those things, and sometimes the very things that you dislike about your spouse will actually come in handy in the future. So Abdullah ibn Umar, he took it as a sign from Allah. You know, he's walking out thinking about divorcing his wife, and he hears this man, you know, reciting this verse, which essentially says, focus on the things you like, and be optimistic, be positive, don't rush towards that divorce. So Abdullah ibn Umar, he goes back home, he makes up with his wife. You know, he decides that he's not going to divorce her. And then she gets pregnant. And she gives birth to a young boy by the name of Salim. And Salim was the favorite son of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Salim actually becomes the best son of Abdullah ibn Umar. He becomes a great scholar of Medina, the greatest scholar of Abdullah ibn Umar's children. He becomes a hadith narrator, right? So he carries on the legacy of his father. And every time Abdullah ibn Umar would look at him, he would say, Sadaqallah, Sadaqallah. You know, Allah was truthful. You know, like, I could have divorced his mom and I would have never had this child. SubhanAllah, but look what Allah placed within this child. And Salim was such a blessed child, actually. SubhanAllah, just to really give you some context. You know how some babies, they're born and we all like to think this about our children and they have this special trait right away and you see things in them. Salim, you know, was so special when he was born that Aisha radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our mother, she actually looked at him and she asked one of her sisters to breastfeed Salim so that he could be a mahram to her. SubhanAllah, so that when he grows up, he'll be able to spend time with her alone so he can learn from her and he can become one of her students. And Imam Malik rahimahullah actually narrates that that Salim, you know, was to be breastfed by Aisha's sister 10 times, but instead she fell short and she only nursed him a couple of times or three times. And so he never actually became the mahram of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. But this boy grew up to become great. And this teaches us a very valuable lesson in our marriages. You know, do not rush towards divorce. Divorce is an option. It's there. Sometimes it's necessary. But, you know, don't focus on the things that drive you crazy about the other person. You know, try to work beyond those incompatibilities. And try, especially if you got married for a good reason, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, try to remember why you chose that person, why you wanted to be with that person in the first place. Focus on her good or focus on his good. And you never know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might bring out of that person. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us, you know, righteous spouses and to grant us righteous children like Salim and to allow us to apply this beautiful verse from the Qur'an. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. I will see you all next time, inshallah ta'ala, for our series, People of Qur'an. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.